Movies with Dan Miller.
I feel like it's been a lot longer than last time we recorded.
2 weeks ago.
Area 51, that was 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. We were pre-recording.
Wow. Fucking crazy, man. Hi, everybody.
Hello, everybody. I'm Clayton.
I'm Jordy.
This is the Props Cast.
Welcome to the party.
Right off the bat.
And today, we really do have a party up in here because we got one of our good friends from the film industry, Dan Miller, everybody. Welcome to the show, Dan.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Right on. Dan is a first AD local hero, I'd say.
Well, that's kind of you.
Yeah, very much. But fuck, man, good to have you on the show.
Well, it's good to be here. I've heard a lot about it, so I'm glad to finally be here.
You're going to be so disappointed.
Yeah, you might be a bit.
Expectations are high.
Well,
should we explain what a first assistant director is?
You explain, because you're good at explaining technical
Maybe Dan
things.
Should explain,
or Dan,
he
yeah,
is
you
one.
Do it. Ooh. Explain what a first AD does.
First AD is an adult babysitter. And that's pretty much sums
oh
it
my
up.
God.
It says roll that, and cut a lot, and that's about it.
That is a good summary.
Fair enough. Yeah. But to all our listeners out there who aren't in the film industry.
Who aren't in the film industry,
yeah.
I take a script and break it down into each scene, figure out how to schedule it properly, mostly around cast availabilities.
Yep.
People like their days off. People
they
have
sure
vacations.
Do.
They have people, other obligations.
Actors don't really ever want to be there, do they?
They want the
mostly.
Job until they've got it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Fair enough, dude. So I schedule around that, and then we find all the locations, and then I'm in charge of making sure, once I've built that schedule, to make sure that we implicate it on the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for everybody who doesn't know, I would say first AD is kind of the meat and potatoes, kind of the backbone, kind of the... Mm-hmm. of a whole film undertaking in a way. You know what I mean? Well, just because you're on the hook for a lot, right?
Yeah.
They kind of run the whole process in a way, right? Kind
of. A lot of deciding. A lot of questions.
Everybody's coming at you.
Throughout the day.
Yeah.
But it's good. You spend most of your time just making sure no one gets hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Especially nowadays.
A lot of safety meetings are held. And yeah, it's fun.
We should have had a safety meeting for this episode.
We actually should have.
We really should. I could tell you where the muster station is.
Okay, yeah.
How many exits are in this apartment here?
One.
Yeah.
Well,
one way in, one way out.
Yeah.
Unless you want to bust through that window over there.
That's
which I thought
a good
about.
Option.
Yeah.
We could.
Yeah.
No, I don't know, man. I always think about first AD. Not a lot of heavy lifting involved with the job, but...
Lots of lattes.
Lots of clipboard carrying. Lots of... paperwork, binders.
We've moved on to the iPad minis with pencils now.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Paperless.
The stylus. Yeah,
paperless.
Nice.
Yeah. It's new.
But yeah, you're on the hook for a lot of stuff. A lot of people look to you for guidance, right?
Yeah, they do. I mean, you sign up for that. I mean,
yeah.
The fun part of it is all the puzzle work and the figuring out how to make everything work. And
yeah.
And working with all the different crews and getting to hang out with all your buddies. All day.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
On the last show, because me and Dan just did a show together, Coffee and Cream.
Yes.
Great.
Oh, you did that. Oh, nice.
Yeah, yes. Dan was first AD on that.
A lot of explosions.
Lots of explosions. I felt like it was a good time, that show. Like, I had fun on that show, legitimately.
Yeah, no, it was really fun.
Yeah.
Mike, the director, was really organized, had everything shot listed. And
yeah.
It was really
good director. Time. Good crew, too. Like, top-notch crew, I thought.
Yeah. No, I had a great bunch. It was a perfect time because it was in between when a lot of shows were off, so we were able to get a whole bunch of really good crew.
And it was like the nicest fucking spring of all of Vancouver's history. Like, it didn't rain one day when we were outside, did it?
No, it didn't. We lucked
out.
Oh,
except for the
one.
SWAT day was kind of shitty. Remember that? The trap house.
SWAT house, trap house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Flash grenades.
Such a gong show that fucking day. That was the worst day, actually, of the whole show.
That was rough.
Oh, man.
Aren't that was SWAT the, days always the worst
They're always
day,
rough. Yeah. Yeah. It's getting all those guys gacked up and then trying to get everybody into that stupid little fucking house we're in. Oh, my God.
It's going to be good.
Oh, man. Okay, so, Dan, tell us a little bit about yourself, though. Tell us where you're from, where you're born and raised.
Born and raised. I was born in Whistler. Spent until.
Okay. Born in Whistler?
Yeah.
Born in Whistler.
Not many people are born in Whistler.
Yeah, I've never heard of anyone born in Whistler.
Yeah, there's a handful of us.
Wow.
I guess so.
Yeah. And then graduated from Pemberton Secondary.
Right.
Yeah. Moved up north because my parents felt Whistler was getting a little too cliquey.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah.
So moved up to the bush.
Right.
And I spent a lot of time in Pemberton there and then went to film school at Cap College.
Yeah.
Started PAing, rocking the stop slow on Smallville.
Wow.
You know?
Self-made man, eh? Fuck, started at the bottom. Now you're here.
Exactly.
Awesome, dude.
But I think it's important. I think it's important it is. To start no, at the bottom and do each sort of, I did the, as a PA, and then I did the 150 days as a PA, all the things that you had to do to get into the guild, the little logbook, all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
Added for amount, thirded, seconded, and then first, as opposed to just jump right up. So you can really appreciate
what it's like,
what everyone else is doing.
For yeah. everybody in those positions, the production assistants, the third ADs that are in super early and the long hours they do. And yeah, no, it makes you a better AD, I think, if you've come up through the ranks, at least you can.
And you're interacting with different departments in each of those positions too, right? When you're a TAD, you're cycling through, talking to all the different, you know, getting...
Yeah, for sure. And you get to know all the different nuances of what all the different departments are doing and how they operate and the hours that they're also putting in so that you can be more compassionate and empathetic to everybody when you're trying to push people harder and do things faster. Yeah. You can also...
It's a good way to be, man. I feel like that's kind of been lost in the last 5 years, maybe more, maybe 6 years, seven. But I feel like newer people that have been coming into the business don't really learn to respect everybody else's jobs. I feel like that's a thing now. People come in and they kind of just like, they don't understand what everybody else is trying to do. You know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
No, it's true. People get kind of tunnel vision. Yeah. They just focus on what they need to do. Yeah. And
really, you have to be aware of everybody else's
everything
shit.
Everything interconnects right? so tightly, yeah.
You got to be, man. You got to be well-rounded in this bullshit. But here's what I'm going to say. You, Dan Miller, I met you when I was 26 and you were 21 or some shit. How old are you now?
I am 35 now.
35. Right. So, yeah, around that. You were 22. You were third AD on Psych.
Yeah.
At that time, I was props truck on that show.
Yeah.
And
great show.
Yeah, it was a good show. And then, but you moved, that's where you moved up the ranks, right? It was on Psych?
I did, yeah.
For the most part?
I spent 8 years on that show just because.
Fucking 8 years.
Well, it was a comedy. It was fun. It was a good group of people. So it was easy to come back to.
And
it was a great show to upgrade on because every time you upgraded, you knew everybody was like a little family. So
yeah,
by the time you started firsting, everybody was very receptive and would help you along. Mm-hmm. So they didn't want to see you fail. They just kind of.
But you were a young first AD, and you still are a young first AD. And now you've got 5 years under your belt as a first AD, right?
Yeah, I've been doing it since Psych was, I think I was 27 or 28 when I started doing it.
So. That's good.
Yeah.
Right on, dude.
That's
right
good.
On. I know I left Psych for other reasons, but I know it was a fun show to work on. Those two guys, two leads. That one girl, too, was so nice.
Maggie Lawson.
Lawson.
No,
what
an
amazing person. Wow. Nicest people.
Yeah, I know that whole cast was great from season 1 through 8.
And you're working with James Roday right now, right?
I am, yeah.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
No, he's great.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
That show was so popular, too.
So popular. In the States, especially. Because
it
didn't
not really,
really
up here.
Not up here. We did 8 years of it and nobody knew what
it was.
No
one knew what it was.
Everybody's like, Psych?
But I remember going, when I went to New York the first time and you walk by Rockefeller Center, the NBC store, and it was Psych merchandise, like top to bottom.
Right.
I was like, what? Psych?
Yeah. Like, one of the first ones to start doing the social media stuff on Facebook and all that. Yeah. They got in early. So they have Psychos. They were in the Comic-Con earlier.
Oh, that was their fan base name?
Psychos.
Yeah.
Psychos, yeah.
Yikes. Jeez. James Roday and Dulay are like, yeah, cool, Psychos. Guess I'll sign some autographs now for all these psycho people. Wow.
Yeah.
Hilarious, man. But you're still enjoying the job.
I enjoy it.
Still love doing it.
I love doing it, yeah.
That's yeah.
Good. There's good days and there's bad days, of course.
Yeah.
I know. My favorite thing. I know, because for everybody out there who knows Dan or doesn't know him, he rarely gets mad at all in any way. But my favorite thing is when something is taking a while for something to happen, or an actor to come to set, or somebody does something, and Dan's kind of looking at his watch, and he just goes like this on Channel One. He goes, "Mommy." That's your cue to know to
hustle it up.
Hustle it up. Get shit going.
Yeah. That comes from a director I worked with, Alex Kazarski. He was a DP on Oz, and that was his shtick. He would do the mummy thing. And
mummy.
Inherited it from him.
It's so good.
Yeah. No, so instead of freaking out, just a little
mummy. Yeah, freaking out doesn't help.
It never does, man.
No, it tends to just get everybody else worked up and spun out. So,
I had a director on this series I worked on a couple years ago. I was tying up this poor little kid in this chair in this fucking hostage scene or something, and I can hear the director screaming at me from outside the set. Like, he's like, "Oh God, blah, blah," like screaming, and I'm like, "Oh, he's yelling at me." And I'm like, "Okay," so I just did it really fast. And then as I'm walking out, I'm like, man, like legit, like this guy's going to have a fucking heart attack one day, because he gets so mad and you can just see it in his neck, right? And just like, right? Sure enough, he did the first episode, and then he was supposed to come back and do the last two, but he didn't come back because he had a heart attack.
Oh, wow.
And that was like 3 months later. Yeah. So.
Stress. It's a killer.
Chill out, man.
Yeah. Really? Take a couple deep breaths. It's all going to get done.
Exactly.
It gets done just as fast when you're not yelling as when you're yelling. So, I mean, when I came up, I worked for guys that were like that and would scream a lot. Mm-hmm. And then also guys that didn't.
Yeah.
You could watch it.
Yeah.
Sort of as a bystander and see the days still get made in the same amount of time. But the crew was happier with one and much worse off with the other one. So it's a pretty easy choice of which way to take your approach.
So wisdom.
Any aspiring DGC people, take that to heart, because it helps everybody out.
The poor DGC people.
Yeah.
Well, everybody. I mean, you're all on set together for 15 hours. You may as well try and enjoy yourself while you're there.
That's what I say, man. I'm like, I worked with some people. I'm not going to name names, but I worked with some people for 3 or 4 years, and I realize it's like when you work in the film business, you're at work for 80% of your life. And if you're miserable for 80% of your life, you gotta change it. You have to, or else you will fucking just, years just start going by and regret starts building up. Okay? Okay, so do you guys want to get into the topic?
Let's do it.
Yeah, I think we should. I think we should.
Yeah.
Okay, so today's topic, Clayton Flagg.
Buddy movies.
Buddy movies. Because Dan Miller is a good buddy.
All right. Good segue.
That's okay.
So we had, Jordy and I had not an argument, but we were like, what defines a buddy movie? Because in my head, I was thinking buddy movie, two people usually on a road trip, or the buddy cop.
Yeah.
Right. Or the buddy cop like solving a crime. But then Jordy was like, well, why does it have to be two people?
It could be a buddy movie.
Is it a movie you watch with your buddies? What's the definition?
Yeah, that could be that too.
Is it a movie where they just say buddy a lot? Like, oh, fuck buddy.
Canadian bacon?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Is it? I just think that a buddy movie is a movie where friends have an adventure together.
Right.
Right? Can be five, can be two.
Like road trip?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Was road that trip. With Tom Green?
That was with Tom Green. Good memory.
I think I've seen
and
that.
And Sean William Scott.
Yeah. Right? Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Fuck. And DJ Qualls.
Yes. DJ
who
Qualls.
Who you know. I never met him. Castle. Yeah.
Correct.
I never met him.
Oh, yeah.
You remember him.
Right? I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
It's a real skinny guy.
Yes. Tall guy. Mm-hmm.
DJ Qualls. Okay. So, Clayton, do you have. We're just going to go around, name our buddy movies. And we'll fucking talk about him. All Clayton, right. you go first.
I think Tommy Boy has got to be
high up there on the list. Tommy Boy, dude.
Right?
So
mine are all going to be two people in a car, basically.
That's
how I was defining them. So
you, but dude, come on. Well, that's a lot of movies, a lot of good movies. Yeah. Too.
Mm-hmm. You just wait. I've got a whole list of them.
Green Book.
Up in the Illinois.
Just won Best Picture last week.
I didn't see that one. I don't know.
Driving Miss Daisy. Oh, yes. These are all two people in the car.
Two people.
Dude, Driving Miss Daisy is the most perfect buddy movie I think ever. Guy, fucking who was it in the back? I know it was Morgan Freeman and then Jessica Tandy. Is that who it was?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I've never actually seen it.
It's been a minute.
Oh, that's so funny.
That, okay, so I always think of Tropic Thunder when Danny McBride talks about how he lost his finger on Driving Miss Daisy. Right, yeah, that's
right. Fuck, Danny McBride, man. I feel like he kind of fell off a little bit in the last couple years, hey? Or is he doing something I just don't know about?
Didn't he write and direct that new Halloween with Jamie Lee Curtis?
Oh, did he?
Oh, did he?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
fuck, okay, there you go. New series coming out.
There you go. There Fair enough. Is. Okay, so Tommy Boy.
Tommy Boy.
The late, great Chris Farley.
Yeah.
Dude.
That I made a reference to it earlier today when we were frisbee golfing.
Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah, what was it again?
Because you were texting Dan my address.
Oh, yeah, right, and you were like I said 249er.
I said a 9, and then I was like a 9er. Cabbage was like, oh, did Tommy. I hear a 9er in there?
Tommy Boy. Tommy Boy's great film.
That part when he fucking backs up yes. and it rips the door off and then he puts it back on and then David Spade comes out and he pulls it off and then Chris Farley just sticks his head out the window and goes, oh, what'd you do? When I was a kid, I thought that was so fucking funny and I kept rewinding. I must have watched that 50 times.
I say that all the time still to this day. It's so good. What'd you do?
It's so fucking good, man. God damn. I remember when Rob Lowe is sitting by that. What are those things called? The pneumatic tube?
Yeah.
And he's sitting by it, and it fucking sucks his shirt off. Like, they did that practically at the gag, and I don't know how they did it, but it looks so fucking funny. Oh, my God, dude. I miss Chris Farley. I really do.
Me too.
All of it, man. What was the motivation? Matt Foley.
Fuck. Motivational speaker.
Yeah.
Van Down by the River.
If you rewatch that shit on YouTube, it still holds That's up still so funny. Well. Dude, Big it's time. Unreal.
Sort of okay. The heydays of SNL.
Oh, dude. When yeah. it was like all those guys, like early 90s, like Chris Rock, Chris Farley, Adam Sandler, yeah. Mike Myers, Danica. Don't even.
Didn't even stand a chance.
Guy. Okay, Dan. Buddy movie.
Step Brothers.
Oh. A
couple of buddies right there. A
couple of the best buddies.
So much yeah. room for activities.
You know what's funny? Step Brothers, when it came out, because I went and saw it, actually, by myself, I think, because nobody wanted to see it with me at the time.
Really?
Kind of sad story. Yeah. I swear to God, everyone's like, oh, it's kind of dumb. I remember people thinking it was dumb. Like, oh, it's stupid. It's not going to be funny.
It kind of is dumb.
It's kind of brilliant.
But in, like, the best way.
I knew, though. I knew, man. I knew it was going to be fucking hilarious.
Pure gold.
And I quoted it. I still quote it, man.
You still quote it.
Fuck, when he looked at him and he's like, I will follow you into the mists of Avalon, right? Like, you gotta call me Nighthawk. Like, all those bits, dude, I just forget it. Like, it's when his brother Derek is up in the treehouse and he's looking at them both and he's like, you wanna punch me in the fucking face, don't you? And then he's like, I haven't had a carb since 2004. And he like lifts up his shirt. Fuck. So good, man.
A great movie.
So good, dude.
I guess they came up for the idea for it when they're editing Talladega Nights.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they remember came up with the bunk bed thing, and then they spun off the whole movie from that.
Really?
Wow. They thought it'd be funny to have those two guys in a bunk bed. And then create a whole movie out of it.
I well, could see that being like the seed that grew that orchard.
Totally.
The bunk beds. I still think one of the funniest things about that movie, when they start to get along, and the mom and dad are listening to them, and they're going upstairs and downstairs, and there's all the shots of them like
the montage
running up and down yeah. the stairs. I don't know why those shots of their feet running up and down the stairs is the funniest thing to me, because it's just such like a thing that kids do.
Right,
I'm gonna run upstairs and then run back downstairs,
and then sword fighting the pee streams
yes.
in the toilet. We could talk about this movie all fucking episode, man.
We could.
It's good.
From everything, even the choreographed family singing of Sweet Child of Mine, right? Like, it's just...
Yeah.
Adam Scott, that guy is a fucking good actor, man.
Yes.
He's great. He lip-synced that. The rest of the family sung.
Oh, really?
He did.
Interesting.
Yeah, fun fact.
Because he can't sing.
But John C. Reilly did play the drums, and Will Ferrell did sing at the Catalina Wine Mixer.
Well, you know what's funny is I named my daughter Catalina. Some ask,
did you name her
after the Catalina Wine Mixer? I say no, but did I?
Oh, exclusive.
I mean,
you're still going to be ambiguous about
definitely
that.
The idea. She was born 2 years after that movie came out. Okay. So
the facts support the theory.
Catalina Wine Mixer, man.
Well, it's great for her birthdays. She exactly. can have some wine mixers.
Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully. One day, Dan.
Yeah. With heavy supervision.
And only 8 years from now, or 9 years, which is kind of fucking crazy.
It'll be her idea, too.
Hopefully she watches that show and she'll ask me, was I named after the Catalina Wine Mixer?
The fucking Catalina.
And I'll say, yeah. You might have been. I didn't say it at the time, but here we are talking about it.
And fucking, what's your buddy movie, Jordy?
Well, yeah. I got a whole bunch, man. Fuck, we're going to be here for hours. Okay, I'm going to fucking flip the script a little bit.
Oh, are you going to rattle them off?
No, I'm not going to rattle them off, but I'm just going to go in a little bit of a different direction. Okay. Not really, but kind of. Okay. Are you guys ready for it? This movie came out in 2004. Okay. Sideways.
Oh.
Another couple guys in a car.
Two guys in a car. And Sandra Oh.
Dude.
Sandra Oh.
Yeah, she's in that movie.
She's in this movie. So is Virginia Madsen. She got nominated for Best Supporting Actress and didn't win.
That was a good movie.
Such a good movie, man. Do you know why? Paul Giamatti.
I was going to say, it's either going to be Paul Giamatti or Thomas Hayden Church.
I saw Thomas Hayden Church at a film festival in Breckenridge, Colorado, and I got a little tipsy, and I waltzed over to him. I was like, hey, bro, and he was totally into it, and I was like, man, Sideways, so good, and he was like, thank you. Well, thank you very much, Jordy. What did you say your name was, Jordy? I was like, yeah, dude, fucking right on.
You never told me this.
Yeah, he was like the guest celebrity at this film festival in Breckenridge. Yeah, it's fucking hilarious, dude. No, but great movie. Fucking such a good movie, man. Yeah. Brought wine culture to the you know what I mean, to the table. No pun intended.
Yeah, there hadn't really been like a movie about wine.
Not really. Well, there was, but no, I think this one really kind of because when did Bottle Shock come out?
I think it was after.
I think it was after
Bottle Shock. Which is also a good movie.
Also a really good movie.
Have you seen that one, Dan?
Is that the documentary about the...
No, it's with Chris Pine and like, Bill Pullman.
Or isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, sure.
And it's a true story. It's about the these guys that have a winery in California, and they take a wine to the... What is it?
The European Championships or some shit. 2008. Bottle Shock was after.
And they win.
Right.
And Alan Rickman, great Alan Rickman, Chris Pine, Bill Pullman.
It's a good one.
Yeah, really good. Dennis Farina.
Great.
Yeah, it's a nice little sleeper if you're...
Is that a buddy movie?
I guess anything could be, really.
Is Bill Pullman his dad?
Because everyone's a buddy of somebody's buddy in some movie.
Okay. Was Bill Pullman the dad?
I can't remember. I can't. I remember...
Stop everything. I need to know.
We should just watch it. We're going to put this podcast on pause.
No, we're going to record us watching it.
And just getting it ready and everything?
Yeah.
Do you have it on DVD?
I think I did. I got rid of all my DVDs.
Okay, Clayton.
What?
Go.
Oh, I thought you were going to do a couple of them.
Well, I thought you were... Okay, you want me to do a couple?
Do a couple.
Okay.
Dan, do you have a bunch?
Bunch of random ones?
Rattling around in your brain?
Rattling around. Well, the Top Gun question. Is that a buddy movie?
Two guys in a plane. Solo. <Yes.
laughs> Which is a car in the sky, really.
I mean, they were talking during the flights.
I mean, Maverick and Goose, one of the greatest
buddies of all time.
Yeah, I would say yes.
I heard that Tom Cruise has been driving in traffic in wherever, Los Angeles. And he said that one time a guy pulled up beside him and he rolled out his window and he was like, hey man, sorry about Goose. And Tom Cruise laughed and thought it was amazing.
That's pretty good. Whoever that was, that is
a good bit. Just to say it in all honesty and then just drive away.
And then just, yeah,
that's all.
And don't
you
wait
say
for
to
the
Tom
reaction,
Cruise.
Just like get out of there.
Yeah. That, I would say Top Gun's a buddy movie. I mean, Top Gun fits a lot of fucking genres. 80s movie.
Boxes.
It really does.
Have you seen the trailer for the new one?
We talked about that on the last episode.
All right, we'll leave it alone.
No.
What's your thoughts? Because we kind of didn't, like, what is it about?
It doesn't matter. It's Tom
Cruise. Yeah, it doesn't really matter, right? He's flying a plane. Enough. That's all you want to see.
You know he's flying that plane.
Yeah.
Dude. Scientology works.
Yeah.
He's flying he it that. Into, and this one, did you guys know he flies to outer space? Scientology. It's a Scientology movie.
It's a Scientology bit.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Guy, there's so many. I mean, really, I love this topic because it's buddy movies are always fun.
Yeah.
They're never not fun.
Can I throw one out?
Yeah, toss absolutely.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
There you go. Another Chris Farley.
John Candy.
Close. The John
it's
Candy.
It's kind of
he's
like
a Canadian John.
Yeah. I mean, they're those are the, you know, Tommy Boy was the modern day Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
If you rewatch John Candy movies, he was so, he had such a star quality. I don't know what it is about that guy, man. He's just so good. You just, when he's acting, you just want to watch. It's funny. It's sad. All of it. Mm-hmm. He was such a fucking good actor, man. Mm-hmm. God, he was good. Especially in that movie. Because in that movie, it's so funny. And you're so annoyed by him. But then you kind of feel bad for him, right? Because he doesn't have a family.
Yeah, just like Steve
His
Martin.
His wife died. Yeah. And exactly. You go through the same journey.
He puts it together. That Steve Martin he's does. Like, oh.
Yeah. He's just a sad, sad man on the road.
Would Due Date with Robert Downey Jr. and Zach Galifianakis be like the modern day Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
I forgot.
You're totally
about
right.
Movie.
It is
Due Date. Yeah. Due Date. Yeah.
There's this part in Due Date when Zach Galifianakis' character is like asking, or he's telling Robert Downey Jr. He's like, "Oh, I have to masturbate. Can you just give me?" What does he say? He's like, I just have to masturbate in the car for it. And he's like, I need like 34 minutes or something like that. Like a really long time.
That
I don't know
was
why.
Good. Todd Phillips. It yeah. Pumps him out. Old school.
Dude, Todd Phillips, he's doing the Joker, doing the new Joker movie. Yeah. Fucking crazy. That looks kind of good. I don't know. I'm sort of excited for that. I don't even like superheroes.
Who's going to be the Joker this time?
Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, okay.
But it's totally different. You have to look at the trailer.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a little out there. Like, it's not... It's different, yeah. I would say.
You caught me rolling
story,
my eyes.
If you will.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay.
It kind of seems like, you know, like a Bronx Tale, or it's just like kind of like a New York sort of feel to it, or so. I don't know. It's different. You just have to look, watch the trailer. Watch the trailer, and then we'll talk about it.
All right. I'm going to watch it right now.
Okay, Clayton. Did you or did you not? We're going to do a quick, not a quick, but we're going to do a shout out to the women buddy movies of
yes
movies.
I watched Thelma and Louise in its entirety because I think I'd only seen part of it.
I watched it too just recently.
Yeah.
You really committed to the two people in a car.
I did.
Theme, you went for it.
I did.
It's a great film.
It's such a good movie.
Brad Pitt makes an appearance.
Yeah, as the cowboy.
And you know what? He's hot in it.
Yeah,
he
is.
Let's be real. Let's be real for a second.
Because I know he was in it, right? So I'm waiting for him. And then the first time you see him, she bumps into him and he spills his beer or something.
Yeah.
And he does this mannerism that I'm like, I've seen Brad Pitt do that in every one of his movies. Even now. He was destined for stardom.
He could. There's no way.
He loves his props. He loves putting coffee cups, holding them in his mouth. He loves eating all the time.
In Ocean's 11, isn't that a gag?
It's his gag.
He's always eating in every scene.
He's always doing something.
Should we be playing the MASH theme right now?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck this fucking helicopter, man.
Well, they land a car.
No, but Brad Pitt, he does fucking every show he does. And he does it really well, too. He's always eating, like, chips.
Yeah.
I always find or, like, something. And he's got that side, like, hand gesture.
Do you think he's a pain in the butt?
I've heard he's not.
Oh, that's good.
From a few different people. He defended my mom, actually, one time on a show. True story.
Really?
My mom worked with him on a show, yeah.
Tell
and
this
my
story.
Mom, okay. My mom, I just don't know if I should because I'm actually working with the same director right now.
Okay.
But no, I can tell it. So my mom, who also did props, She was a buyer, but before that, she used to work on set. She worked on Legends of the Fall, right? So she's working with Brad Pitt.
Great film, classic.
Yeah, classic buddy movie. No, it's not really. but
any movie with two people in it is a buddy movie.
The river runs through it.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. No, but so they're doing this scene, and actually, fucky. So they're doing this scene where they had like this period Dom Perignon bottle of champagne, and that they wanted them to be, you know, opening the bottle and drinking it. My mom kept saying, it was my mom and this other guy, Mark Francis, and my mom kept saying to the first AD and the director, we don't have a pressurized bottle of this period champagne, so they can't pour and drink in the same shot. We have to either cut or go in and just give them fake. And the director was like, no, don't worry about it. Just let them drink, right? And the director was the guy that I'm working with right now, Ed Zwick, who's a really nice guy. And but he didn't want to ruin the fucking take, right? Because this was back in film days, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? 35 mil.
Yeah, you make it count.
Yeah, so then they kind of started getting a little tipsy, right? And the first AD on the show, and I don't know which one it was because my mom said they kept getting replaced. Like, they kept getting fired and stuff.
Sure.
So, like, the first AD just fucking lost it on my mom and Mark Francis. Just fucking, who's been giving them fucking champagne and fuck? Freaking out, right? And then Brad Pitt fucking stood up to him and was like, don't you yell at Lori, blah, blah, blah. So Brad Pitt's defended my mom's honor.
Oh, man.
Kind of a good story,
that's
right?
Yes, it's a great story. I love him even more now.
Yeah, and my mom said he's really nice, and she said he's really handsome in real life. And
oh, I bet.
Has a bit of an accent. Or he did it in those days, had a bit of a southern accent and stuff like that. So there you go.
There he is.
First AD, man, getting mad at people, just like we talked about before. Don't fucking do it.
Don't do it, because then you get Brad Pitt.
You get Brad Pitt right up in your face.
Right,
you know
in your
what
face.
I mean? You don't want that shit. Have you seen Snatch when he punches that guy?
Yeah, that was a real punch.
Exactly. That he is a bare knuckled boxer.
Yeah, Fight Club, Snatch. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah,
Fight Club, buddy movie. Snatch, buddy movie. Actually, Fight Club is.
Fight Club is kind of a buddy movie.
Okay, Thelma and Louise though. Yeah. Such a fucking great film.
And a classic.
Classic, dude. Susan Sarandon does not play. Okay, here's one I'm going to lay down on you guys because I know you've seen it and I know you love it. Okay? Superbad.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
God, when that show, fuck, I loved that movie so much.
Everyone loves that
still
movie.
To this day.
So good.
Talk about a fucking coming out party for those two guys, right?
Yeah.
Like, just... Jonah Hill, like, welcome to the fucking world, man. Wow. Unbelievable.
Gets hit by multiple cars. In that gets backed into in the back of the lot there.
So, oh, man. And Dan, you know what? I forgot to say congratulations on Good Boys going number one last weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Because that's kind of cool, right?
Yeah,
it's good. It's always nice to work on a movie that goes number one at the box office.
It's kind of nice when you put in a lot of hard work and it
actually
pays off instead of something that just flops.
I saw the trailer for it in front of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I was killing myself laughing.
Yeah, no, they did a really good job.
Yeah.
It turned out really well, actually.
Yeah.
Also
it
a
looks
buddy movie.
Hilarious.
Also a buddy
totally movie. Totally a buddy movie.
For 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
Or is it for 12-year-olds? Well, must have been hard, though, for everyone who doesn't know out there. Dan Miller, our guest, was the first assistant director on the movie that's right now in theaters called Good Boys. And it must have been not the easiest show to A, schedule, B, sort of, you know, get through it, because it was pretty risque.
It was a tough show, right? For a lot of reasons.
And you had the kids, too.
You had the kids' hours. All the kids were different ages, so their time allowed on set was different for each one of them.
Oh, God.
There's different issues with all the swearing and the different things that were going on and all the different ways that you had to approach everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and then
dude.
When you get that many kids together, you get all the different hormones flying around.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times I had to carry them to set or stand them on their marks, roll, hold them on their marks, and jump out of there. But they were great kids, and everybody was really good.
Great little actors.
I've worked with Jacob before.
Right.
Tremblay.
He's a bit of a local legend.
He is,
right?
Yeah.
A little acting machine.
Yeah,
he's amazing.
Yeah.
And such a great kid, too.
Nice.
Like, such a sweetheart.
Yeah.
Well, have you seen that movie, Room?
No.
That's
I haven't seen
fucked,
him in
that movie. God, that's a fucked up movie. Like,
it is.
It's hard to watch.
Yeah.
Not going to lie. Yeah. It's just, it's not.
You're giving me that face.
It's like, not a buddy movie. We'll put it that way.
It's not. Oh, then I don't want to watch it.
No. But yeah, fucking congrats on that. But anyways, back to Superbad for a quick second.
Yeah.
Because it was so fucking funny, man. My favorite part of that movie, though, is when they're in home mat class and Michael Cera's with the other kid and they're baking something. And he's got flour and the one kid like...
Gives him whiskers.
Yeah, gives him whiskers and then he like licks his paws. Fuck, I don't know why. I laughed about at that so hard at the time. God damn. Jonah Hill.
McLovin's introduction is pretty amazing as well.
Exactly. When McLovin, when he's like, Vogel, you got to go in there. And if you don't fucking make this happen, I'm going to fucking cut your face off and put it on my face and go in there just like the movie Face Off. And then McLovin's like, you don't have the steady hands or the knowledge to pull something like that off. So fucking funny, man. Or when he's walking up and he's got that vest on. And then it's in slow motion, and Jonah Hill is just like, it's just slow motion. He goes, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, there's so many so good moments, man. In that movie.
God, super bad. Okay, Clayton.
Yo.
Lay it on us.
Well, we were talking about female buddy movies. Oh,
okay, okay.
And
yeah.
The Heat.
The Heat was surprisingly was pretty really funny. Good.
Have you seen that one, Dan?
I have not seen
it's
that
It's Sandra one. Bullock and Melissa McCarthy. Yeah. And they're like cops, right? Detectives.
Yeah.
So it's sort of a spin on the hard-boiled detective, I don't want a partner kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And Sandra Bullock is like the funniest straight man.
Because Sandra Bullock was like FBI, CIA.
Yeah.
She was like the high-end.
Yeah, and Melissa McCarthy was like type. The local.
Like kind of a low-brow, white yeah. trashy kind of shoot from the hip kind of.
Gotcha.
Fucking and hilarious. And
it was a good watch.
It was pretty
yeah,
funny.
It was, yeah, for sure.
There's that part where she's. She parks her car and then she can't get out of it, so she climbs out the window or something.
Right.
I just remember being like, she's out of control.
I know. Melissa McCarthy's so fucking great.
She's really
man.
Funny. Yeah.
She's great. Sandra Bullock is a great actor, too. Okay, I got one real quick that I know you guys have okay. both seen.
And then and Dan. And then it's Dan's,
Dan's,
turn.
Dan's turn.
Hit me.
Ted. Ted.
Ted.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
What?
Great film. Really fun.
Wait.
I just broke. Oh, wait. Don't do it. We have a shtick.
Wait. What? You know we haven't used at all?
Oh, the
oh
sound
no,
effects.
We did, though, at the very beginning.
What do you want?
I don't know.
Trombone?
Yeah. That's how that's where my brain went when you said, you haven't seen Ted?
Come on.
It's good.
Is it?
It's really good.
What about Ted 2?
Not as good, but okay.
Seth MacFarlane, right, is the voice yes. of the bear.
Yeah, another little actor named, I don't know, Mark Wahlberg.
And your best buddy.
You might know him Mark from Wahlberg. Such movies as Shooter. Right? No? Okay. You might have seen Shooter. It's on TV only
I have
every
seen
day.
I have seen Shooter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mark Dan, Wahlberg. You like Ted. You like Ted, though.
I enjoyed Ted.
Thunder Buddies for Life?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Okay, Mark Wahlberg. It's great.
There's this part where it's thunder, like there's thunder outside and a storm, and fucking Ted and Mark Wahlberg's character, John, are really scared of thunder. So Ted, he comes running in the bedroom and he fucking dives in the bed with Mark Wahlberg and they're like, Thunder Buddies for Life. And they have this fucking song that they sing. Clayton, you got to watch
okay.
it. It's fucking great. It's hilarious.
Yeah, put it on the list.
I will.
Okay.
And then I'll call you both at 3 a.m. and we can talk about it.
Sure.
Let's do it.
Conference call.
Jinx.
Jinx. Yeah. You owe me a beer.
Wait. Jinx. Oh, no.
That was the wrong button.
I don't know which one's which yet.
Guy, not the red one. Do not hit the red one.
Okay. Continue because the crickets go on for quite a bit. So I just turned the volume.
Okay. Dan Miller, buddy movie. Lay it on us.
The female buddy movie we're into right now?
Well, sure.
Whatever you want.
So you got Bridesmaids, which is
classic. Oh, Bridesmaids was really good.
That is a good movie.
It's really a great film.
Melissa McCarthy again.
Yeah.
Fucking dude, that movie was a force of actresses.
Kristen Wiig.
Maya Rudolph. You know that Maya Rudolph's husband, I know I've told you this, but I'm going to tell Dan this and I'm going to tell our audience again.
Tell me.
Maya Rudolph's husband is Paul Thomas Anderson, who directed Boogie Nights, There Will Be Blood, my favorite director.
Really?
One of my favorites.
Punch Drunk Love, right?
Punch Drunk Love.
I recently just watched There Will Be Blood. It took me that long to watch it.
Really?
It was fantastic.
It's so
worth
good.
The wait.
My name is Daniel Plainview. I'm an oil man. This is my son, JB. What was his son's name?
JB.
Something like that.
Not a buddy movie.
Not a buddy movie.
Because they were not buddies.
They weren't really buddies.
He didn't really have any buddies, did he?
Dude, that
Daniel Plainview.
Fucked.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Paul Dano, so good.
Dude. Daniel Day-Lewis and Paul Dano together.
Yeah.
In those scenes was like, I don't know if that'll ever happen again in the history of film, to be honest.
Well, that Daniel was, Day-Lewis, the only guy you can do the 30 minutes of the first half of the movie with no speaking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a guy down a well.
Yeah.
A rock.
That's what I'm saying. You know what else is interesting about that movie? The soundtrack is done by Johnny Greenwood from Radiohead.
And it's weird. It's a weird soundtrack.
It's so weird.
It's creepy.
When you rewatch it, like when he first discovers that oil patch where he puts the first well, the music that's playing, like if you rewatch it, you're like, it just sounds like feedback being scratched through. It's just like the most bizarre sound. And you're like, wow, this movie is really good almost because of that soundtrack. It's terrifying.
Maybe it is a buddy movie because his buddy is oil.
It's his only friend. That's deep, man. Friend. That's fucking deep.
Wow.
Okay, buddy, but we went way off topic here.
We kind of did.
Bridesmaids. Fucking Bridesmaids.
Yes.
Let's talk about it because I really do like that movie.
Help me, I'm poor.
Kristen Wiig. Chris O'Dowd, too. There's so many good people in that movie.
That montage where she's trying to get him to pull her over because she wants to talk to him. She keeps driving by his car. It's like, oh, I'm drinking while I'm driving. And he's trying to ignore her.
Dan, you kind of remind me of Chris O'Dowd, younger.
Younger.
A little bit. And not Irish. Also, do you know who else you look like a younger version of? Is the fucking, for anyone who's out there who wants to picture Dan Miller. Okay, first of all, picture a fucking angel. Then picture Chris O'Dowd, but better looking. But also picture, but younger, the lead singer of The National. Dude, look it up. You guys talk about Bridesmaids. I'm going to look up the lead singer of The National. Hold on.
Google that for me.
Guy, you've never seen him? He's older than you.
I've seen The National live, and I'm trying to remember what he looks like.
Exactly. The first time I saw The National, I was like, oh my God, it's Dan. In 20 years.
Dan has a secret band.
Okay, guys, Bridesmaid. Come on, help me out.
So many good moments. The food poisoning, running out in the middle of the street. Kristen Wiig on the plane.
Yeah.
It's all gold.
The chocolate fountain at the wedding reception.
When they're...
No, I don't see it.
He does.
He does. Yeah, he's got a beard. So we got that in common.
Different eye color and everything.
He doesn't have different eye color.
Yeah, he does. Look at Dan right now. He's got brown eyes.
Oh, I'm looking at him, all right.
He's got glittery, sparkly brown eyes.
But in Bridesmaids, when they fucking eat at the restaurant, and then they go, where do they go? They go to the wedding dress after.
Yeah.
And then Kristen Wiig, she's trying to save face and act like she feels fine. That's one of the best acting moments I've ever witnessed. When she's like all sweaty. And the lady's like, Rose Byrne is like, oh, you're not feeling bad at all? And Kristen Wiig's like, no, I'm fine. It's just
dying.
Oh, man, what a great movie. I know, I didn't watch it at first. I saw it way after it came out. But, man.
Yeah, me too. I didn't watch it right away.
Pleasantly surprised. Very, very.
Oh, you know what I need to talk about before I forget? Because I was looking at buddy movie lists online. I was like, wow, that should do some research, and 48 Hours was on all of these lists, so I watched. Right. I'd never seen it. It's fucking terrible. It's a terrible movie. I regret watching.
Much heat for that.
I regret watching it.
Yeah,
it should be called Nick Nolte yells at everybody, including Eddie Murphy, for 2 hours.
It should be called a waste of Eddie Murphy's talent.
Totally
right, because
got one in there the whole time.
And me and Clayton worked with Nick Nolte.
We did.
Recently.
Really?
And he's not doing that well, we'll say.
Yeah.
We could tell some Nick Nolte stories, but it's probably in bad taste.
Probably,
yeah.
He was very kind.
Yeah, he's nice.
Very friendly.
Yeah. But.
But.
He's not in a very good place.
As a first AD, I don't think you would have enjoyed it as much as we did. Is that Abbotsford Air Show?
Yeah, we're getting killed by fucking planes today. Killed.
Should we hold? Hold for a plane?
Hold for a plane.
Nah, people are just... That's the button I should have...
You were aiming for that one.
That's the one I should have hit when I was asking everybody to picture Dan's face. Just picture Dan's face, okay? Perfect. dude, I can't believe you slagged 48 Hours. It's number one buddy movie of all time.
You agreed with me.
I fucking hate it, and I'm glad you took the heat.
I texted you while I was watching it. I'm like, dude, does this movie turn around? Like,
no.
They never become friends.
No, they don't.
Like, they hate each other right to the end.
It's racist, even.
It's super racist.
It's like Nick Nolte doesn't like him because he's black?
Yeah, and he says a lot of... He slings the N-word around, you know, I'm like...
But, dude, that was a different time, man.
Well, was it?
The 80s, there's a lot of movies that were made that they didn't really have an ending. They just went, and then they just kind of stopped. There's a lot of stories that probably wouldn't have been told nowadays.
Yeah, that's one for
sure.
Like,
your movie's about what?
Yeah.
We recently watched
Well, it's
Proof.
But
have you seen Proof?
No.
Gwyneth Paltrow and from Legends of Fall. Great actor.
Aidan Quinn?
Nope.
Henry Thomas?
Nope.
Anthony Hopkins?
That's the one.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, it's a movie about a proof, a math problem. And it goes nowhere.
Oh. I remember that movie. Nowhere. Yeah, sure enough. Fuck.
That Jake Gyllenhaal's in it.
Oh, I like him.
Yeah, he's great. Fucking Donnie Darko, man. Come on.
Is that a buddy movie?
Brokeback Mountain, you could call a buddy movie.
Yeah.
You could even call it
the ultimate
buddy movie.
Okay.
What did you think I was going to say?
Nothing.
No, what did you think?
I thought you were going to say a cowboy movie.
Yeah, fair enough. Don't say it. Do not say cowboy on this podcast.
Don't say it.
Ever.
We don't talk about cowboys.
We don't talk
Although
about fucking cowboys.
Although next week we'll be talking about cowboy movies.
Yeah, next week is all about cowboy movies.
Buddy movies?
You know who's coming?
Seven?
Yeah, I haven't
Speaking
seen
of
that.
Cowboy movies?
That's on my list. It's high up on my list.
What is
the original.
It? I didn't hear.
The original Magnificent Seven.
Oh, I haven't seen it either. Mm. Good?
Actually, a lot of those cowboy movies could be buddy movies.
Young Guns.
Young Guns. Sure. Tombstone.
City Slicker.
Sesame.
City Slickers.
City Slickers.
Yes.
Nice, dude. Guy, Billy Crystal, man. I wish that he would still do something. Host the Oscars or I don't know.
He had a show with, who was it?
Who?
Some young comedian. They did some show. I think it only
Steve-O. It was Steve-O and Billy Crystal, wasn't it, Clayton?
Steve-O? I don't think
From
so.
Jackass. From Jackass.
I mean, who knows? Maybe it was. I don't know. Maybe I made up the whole thing in my head.
Somehow I think that
it was
that
a fever
wouldn't
dream.
Fly. Okay, but have you guys ever seen a little movie called...
I love when you stole
Hold on
time.
A second. Hold on. 21 Jump Street. The
yep.
new one.
Yep.
Yes. The backpack bit.
Yeah, dude.
It's a great bit.
The two straps versus
two
one
strap.
Strap.
Versus yeah. One straps. Because we all remember
yeah.
the one strap. You just would sacrifice your back for that one
strap. I got in trouble. My mom got mad at me because I was wearing one strap on my backpack.
It was the way to go back then.
Yeah.
Guy, dude. Guy, everybody. Everybody had one strap. Nobody had. They didn't even make a second strap on backpacks back then, right? It was like a DJ bag across the fucking yeah. chest. You know what I mean?
Load it up full of stuff. Keep switching shoulders.
Okay, my wife, we're watching that movie, 21 Jump Street.
Yeah.
Laughing our like when he's like, my name's Death, like that part when Jonah Hill's doing the you know, the Mexican gangster bit and
yeah.
he's like, yo, man, tell him your name and you tell him and he's like, my name's Death. Fuck, I fucking like blew a fuse in my fucking head. But there's all that those bits where like they're like, oh, you look way too old to be in fucking blah 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 in high school and this and that. And then my wife's like, well, it's kind of funny because Channing Tatum isn't actually that old. Like, he's not that old in real life.
Right.
And I'm like, gee, Riley, I actually think he is that old in real life. You know my wife. Yeah. You know my wife.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I've met your wife.
I say to her, I think Channing Tatum is that old. In fact, I think he might even be close to my age. She looks at me with fucking just fucking disdain in her eyes. And she goes, there is no way that Channing Tatum is as old as you, she said to me. And I Googled it, and guess what? He's
same
the same fucking
wow.
age. And I died a little bit inside that night. Do you know what I mean? That hurt. Because she's like, there's no way he's 30, whatever I was when that movie came out, 37. There's no fucking way. I was like, he's actually the same age as me.
I really
so
like
thanks.
The they did that gag with Nick Offerman, who's the chief, and he's like, you have to go to Jump Street. 22 Jump Street. Wait. And then they just cut out of it. I love jokes like that where they take a trope.
Yeah.
We've talked about film tropes.
Oh, yeah.
And they just flop it on its head. And it's just, it's so funny to me.
We had a whole episode
about tropes.
Yeah. And once we got into it, dude.
It is a bottomless pit.
It's a bottomless pit. Every movie and every movie that we work on, it's all the same shit over and over and over again.
That's why they keep making sequels and remakes.
Yeah. Yeah,
just keep pumping them out. Comic book movies and sequels.
Guy,
we did superhero movies too.
We did. That was a while ago,
man. That was one of our first episodes.
You know that we haven't even been doing this a year? Not even close.
I know. It feels like we've been doing it our whole lives.
Yeah. Dude. It's natural.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting, though. Okay, so.
You got any more in there?
Well, yeah. And we talked about this one before we started rolling.
What?
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yeah.
I would even say it's my favorite buddy movie of all time.
Of all time.
I like it. I mean,
I really
I'm not
like
going to lie.
Movie. I'm a Dapper Dan man.
And when it came out, it was so original. I mean, we just went from talking about tropes to talking about a movie that was completely original. Completely.
Well, I think it's...
I mean, it's based on the Odyssey.
Yeah.
But even that in itself is somewhat...
But to put it in that...
Yeah, man, it was fucking so good.
What was it, the 30s?
Yeah, wasn't it? The 1930s.
Or maybe before that? Y'all both the 30s.
No, I'm pretty sure it was the
30s. There were cars in it.
There were cars and Dapper Dan was... I don't know. I'm just making shit up.
There's cars in that movie. All sorts of things.
Bappio Daniel.
Well, I mean, like, it wasn't 1800s is what I'm...
Okay, so...
That.
What about Bad Boys?
Oh, shit.
Dude, Bad Boys was fucking amazing.
Great film. One.
I love Will Smith.
They made it for $19 million.
Did they really?
Yeah. Wow.
Didn't Michael Bay?
$14 million. Michael Bay, that was his first directing debut.
Really?
Yeah. He did music videos and stuff before that. Commercials.
Huh. I did not know that. Yeah. You're dropping some serious knowledge on us right now.
You sent me Bad Boys. I did some research.
Interesting.
Movie facts. Right there.
Fucking Bad Boys, man. I remember I just thought Will Smith, like, pff, he was my hero for a long time. He still is. I still love the guy, but yeah. I'm interested to see Gemini Man.
Where he plays a younger himself.
Yeah. Through fucking CGI, dude.
What? Really?
Oh, yeah.
Will Smith versus Will Smith.
Yeah. It's like an old Will Smith versus a young Will Smith.
Interesting.
Possibly the greatest buddy movie.
They took all the old reruns of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and scanned them up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Faked.
Exactly. Dude, Bad Boys, Michael Bay. I mean, let's talk about him for just a minute.
Do we have to?
Well, if we do, I've heard he's a fucking asshole. I've heard that because he did something up here. What was it? He did. It was just a unit shoot of some movie. And they did it up in Smithers, I believe. Up in the snow they needed. It was just a unit shoot. So it was like, 2 weeks.
Okay.
And somebody was saying that, like, I can't remember. I was talking to a guy who's like a feature guy at Grip. And he was like, yeah, Michael Bay, like, if he sees you standing around, he'll fucking kick you off set. Like, if you're just like,
just well, like I don't really
staring off into the distance.
The face
like,
you
get
made.
Out of here. That's how I stand around.
I should take a picture of that face. Can you redo that?
No,
face?
No, don't. Okay.
Now I'm going to post that on the Instagram.
Oh, God.
Can I rattle a couple off?
Yes.
I forgot I made a list on my phone.
Yeah, like, yeah, we always make lists.
Here's one that that we cannot forget.
Okay.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
And
two guys in a
new
phone
one
booth.
Right now.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So
can you
good.
Believe that?
Didn't you work with Alex Winter? Didn't he do Psych in some fashion?
He directs a lot, though.
Psych, we had a lot of people come through from... guest stars. They loved James's big thing. He loved the 80s, so he had
almost tons every of 80s stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Tim Breakfast Curry, Club, Breakfast Curry, Club.
All those guys.
Oh, fucking remember cool. Fucking Butter Tits, John Landis, me John and Dan Landis. Were with. Wasn't that fun?
Quite a character, yeah.
Dude. And Dan's dancing at the nice way. I maybe shouldn't talk about John Landis.
I don't know. You've made it clear on the show that you're not a fan.
Have I? I guess I have.
Speaking of John Landis, Blues Brothers.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's on the list.
Great film.
There's a lot of John Landis movies because I've had my experiences with him. Mm. I've worked with him like 4 times on different things.
Yeah. Oh. I didn't know it was that many.
Yeah. And so every time that movie like that, like the Blues Brothers, which I know he did, I'm just like, yeah.
Animal House.
Yeah.
Did he?
Oh, yeah. He directed Animal House. He directed Blues Brothers, Coming to America, American Werewolf in London.
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 Coming to America. Is that a buddy movie?
Yeah, sure it is, man. Arsenio Hall and Eddie Murphy.
There it is.
Although, not really because, yeah, I mean, I guess it is. I guess it matters how much the other buddy
is in it.
Is in it, and like how much of the arc is about him. Because Arsenio Hall's character is not really.
So you got to get at least a 60-40 buddy split.
Yeah, or even a 50-50. Yeah. 50-50.
Would you say that maybe a buddy movie is like two people whose friendship is tested?
Like, dude, where's my car?
Yes. Sure. Or Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle?
That's on a bunch of lists, Harold and Kumar.
Is it?
Yeah.
That was a pretty funny movie.
It's pretty great.
I think that jump started Neil Patrick Harris's career.
Brought him back.
Like, it brought him back, right?
Yeah,
because he played himself, and he hadn't really been around for a long time.
And he was so great in it.
Yeah, and he was so funny.
Guy,
yeah.
People were going to fucking, like, people were mad at him because he was Doogie Howser, MD. And I feel like that's
a little unfair.
Well, they just were like, whatever. You know how sometimes they do that with 80s actors, kid actors, right? They're like, oh, the fuck, whatever. But he's actually a really talented human being, right? Very, very talented guy. Okay, I'm going to throw... What was the one we were just talking about? What was the last one you just said? I feel like we didn't really give it enough.
Blues Brothers.
Oh, wasn't there one before that?
Dumb and Dumber.
That's on my list. No, we should talk about Dan can see the movie posters for mine.
Yeah. We should talk about Dumb and Dumber, should we not?
I don't know. What did we talk... What did
Dumb
I say?
Dumb and Dumber is definitely...
Bill and Ted. Got to be up there.
Dumb and Dumber is definitely one of the best buddy movies of all time.
Yeah.
Has to be.
We could say that. Easily.
You love that part with the burger when the guy goes to the washroom.
I love that part. Yeah. They put all the hot peppers on it. His burger. He's like, are the burgers good?
Hey?
The gas man.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
How's that burger?
How's that burger? Why don't you take a bite and find out? Or when he just cranks him in the back of the legs with the cane at the whatever they're at.
The colored tuxedos.
Yeah, dude.
God.
Such a fucking great show. So good. Apparently Jim Carrey had to fight to get Jeff Daniels on that show.
Yeah, you've told me that before.
Really?
Yeah. Who did they want before?
I don't know.
Someone that where it wouldn't have been
good. Mickey Rourke.
Oh, there's a...
Yeah. Uh-oh, does Point Break get thrown into the buddy realm? Is like Johnny Utah and Bodie, like, they're kind of buddies.
They're buds.
Yeah. You
know? But it's all a ruse.
It is a bit of a ruse.
Because he's on the cover.
Spoilers.
Poor Patrick Swayze, man. I'm actually really sad that he passed away. Because I was watching Dirty Dancing the other day. And then right after, it was like a Patrick Swayze night. They had Roadhouse. And I was like, God, he was good.
So good.
He was so just... He was Patrick Swayze, man. You can't fuck with him. He can dance and kick your ass.
Yeah.
You know?
At the same time, probably.
He danced fought. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he danced or fought with grace.
He really did.
Okay, I'm going to lay one on you guys. I hope to God you've seen it.
Probably not.
Swingers.
You know I haven't seen it.
Oh, dude. So good.
Mm-hmm. Dan's a fan.
Okay, what did I just get mad at you for not seeing?
Swingers.
Earlier? No.
Earlier this episode?
Yes. I was like, I can't believe. Fuck.
Instant replay. Ted.
Yeah, okay. So Ted and...
Are you compiling a list?
Ted and Swingers. So many movies. Two completely different films.
Okay, but I would Swingers say... See Swingers ahead of Ted.
I did want to see Swingers when it came out.
It's so great, man.
It's just one of those movies that just slipped past me.
It's so good.
It's great. Wedding Crashers. Is that a buddy movie?
Yes.
Well,
totally, man. Wedding Crashers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson.
Dude, there's so many. And even old school is too. I mean, fuck.
Old school. You could really go on and on. Have you guys, seen Kiss Kiss Bang Bang?
No.
Fantastic movie.
Such a good movie.
Really?
You should see it.
Fuck, it's going on my list.
I think
Val Kilmer.
Yeah.
Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like such a... They have some chemistry somehow.
Yeah.
That bleeds through. Like, that you could tell that they... There was something going on. Like, they actually really... had a good time making that. No, they... Well, I don't know. Maybe they did. I don't know. It's just... It's rare when you see a movie and you can actually feel that connection between...
I've heard Val Kilmer is a bit of a shit show.
Yeah.
But who isn't, right?
Yeah, right? Everybody.
Well, this guy over here is not.
No.
I'm pointing it down.
Oh. Okay, so Dan.
A shit show.
Yes.
Do we have any more... does anyone have any more buddy movies that they want to talk about?
I feel like we didn't talk about Bill and Ted.
That was the one guy that I was trying to go back on. Let's talk about it.
Bill Strange and Ted. Things are afoot.
Good, at the Circle K. Hey, Ted. Yeah? Say hi to the princess for me.
What?
You'll see. So good. When he's talking to himself, future Ted, or is it past Ted?
Future Bill and Ted show up. This guy, Rufus, he knows what he's talking about. Oh, the late George Carlin.
Yeah, sad.
Who's going to take his role in the new one, I wonder?
Bryan Cranston.
Great choice.
Guy, I should be in casting.
You should be.
Like, I really should.
We were talking about remaking Scarface, and I was like, well, who would be Tony? And before I even got the sentence out, he's like, Oscar Isaac.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like,
simple.
That's a good one.
Actually, yeah, totally. I would.
Simple.
They are doing that,
it's
aren't
done.
They?
I hope so. And if they're not using Oscar Isaac, I don't know, man.
No, it was floating around there for a while. This was a couple of years ago, but it was DiCaprio.
I don't know. As much as I like him.
As Tony Montana, though? Like,
it's
from
it's
Cuba?
It's like a reimagining of Scarface.
He's a political refugee from Sweden.
Could be.
Named Lars Montana. Montana.
Lars Montana.
Fuck.
Everything's getting...
Who knows, man?
Oh,
who knows? Okay, so now we've done buddy movies.
Swedish Scarface.
He's not. He doesn't kill anybody.
Say hello to my little friend.
What are you thinking about? Now we're going to do a little segment on the show called Set Peeves. And we have to do it because we decided, me and Clayton, when we have people from different departments.
Oh, okay.
We like to know, because me and Clayton did a whole episode about it. Here's
from the props perspective.
From the props side, perspective.
Okay.
Yeah. Here's the with origin Heather. Story. Yeah, we did it with Heather and Murray, who's a props person. And it went off. Fucking everybody loved it.
Okay.
Here's why. Because people in the Vancouver film industry love to complain. Am I right?
Yes.
Everyone else is like, Jordy, we fucking love to complain. Fuck it. So... we want to hear your set peeves. What bugs you as a first AD? What fucking grinds your gears?
Ooh. Well, most of those things I just try and swallow and just...
Well, yeah, I know. Because you're a special case.
You are a kind of a special case because you are a very zen
person. Before you got here, we were talking about how you're so humble and you just like...
Yeah, very chill.
Well, that's very kind.
You don't have anything negative to say about anybody. But we know there is some...
I go home and I just scream, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Now is your chance.
Screaming on the way home.
Now is your chance, Dan, to let everybody have it in a general, broad sense.
Well, we can riff a little bit off the planes that we're going by. My favorite is that the sun is just... It's going down. You're losing the light. You want to roll and sound... Just hold on. Let's hold for this plane. You know, you can't ADR the sun. You got to shoot sometimes.
You got to go.
Oh, my God.
But you know what? Everybody's there, again, in their own apartment, and they got to get their thing. Yeah. So sometimes you just take a deep breath and let it happen. What other set peeves? When you tell everyone where they can put their gear that won't be in the shot, and they decide to put it somewhere else.
Yeah.
And then it's in the shot, and they get upset that they,
and
have,
they're
to
like, they have to move it. Yeah.
And they,
you just
they
told them.
Act like as if their job isn't moving gear. That's my favorite. And they're
well,
like,
just, I try
wait,
and...
I'm here to move gear around? What the fuck?
Well, yeah, I try and limit the amount of time people have to move the gear. It's heavy. I see people moving it all the time. I don't move a lot of it, but I don't want people to have to move it if they don't have to. So if I tell people, this is where you can put your gear, you're going to be safe for all morning if you just put it over there, and I turn around and they've just put it somewhere else.
Yep.
Yeah,
and then enough. And then you point the camera right at it, yep. And you got to move it.
So, and chances are it's a chair cart. From our department. Because yeah. Once that thing lands, it's like you don't even want to look at it. You just walk away from it.
Chairs.
Oh, the fucking chairs, man.
The chairs.
We hate them.
We hate them.
I don't hate them that much.
No?
I hate, I've told Clayton this before, I hate license plates more than I hate chairs.
Yeah, you really hate license plates.
Because it's just such a stupid thing.
Are you a snot tape guy or a elastic band guy?
It matters what we're doing, like what we're seeing. Well, on Coffee and Cream, remember how it was fucking Detroit?
Oh, yeah.
In Michigan. I remember on the first day.
They don't put plates on the front.
Remember the first day I came out to and I was like, hey, Dan, this is a stupid thing, but do we want to fucking take all the plates off, the license plates off the front of all the cars in every shot and go through this? And we asked Michael Dowes and he was like, Yeah, no, I want it done right. Yeah, no, let's take them off. And I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, and that's when you're kicking yourself for asking the question.
Yeah, I mean, it is the right way, but it's such a hassle to take off every fucking plate off every fucking car.
It's a lot of work.
It's just a minor detail that you need to do, but it's annoying.
But Mike was great. I loved his favorite quote. People love movies. He would have a handcuff on the right hand, but it wouldn't work for the stunt sequence. He'd just switch it to the left.
Yeah,
it wouldn't matter. People love movies. It'll be fine.
There's some weird logic behind that.
Absolutely.
It works.
People are they're forgiving, right? And they're just like, no.
I know. And then Wilkie kept saying it the whole show. Because we'd be doing shit all the time. Wilkie'd be like, people love movies, guys.
It's fine.
Don't even worry about it.
Fuck. Yeah. It's true.
Classic shit. No, it is true. It is true. And I mean, it's... Yeah, exactly. Fuck. Okay, so... Give us a few more, Dan.
A few more?
Yeah, guy. Come on. I know you got more.
Yeah, dish.
Dish on
Come
the
on. You don't have any about... Maybe I'll nudge you a little bit. You want me to do that?
Oh, sure. Yeah, prompt me.
Does it ever bug you when costume designers or anything like that?
Jordy has a thing about costume designers.
I shouldn't say that because I've been saying that too much lately.
It's okay.
That I dislike costume designers. Clayton, cut this out. No, you won't though. You never do.
I might.
Anytime I'm like, Clayton, can you cut that out?
Ask me to cut it out last time.
I think I did.
You gave me the A-OK.
Yeah, fair enough. No, but does it bug you when people kind of run in and fucking be like, wait, this minor detail or does that...
I mean, you spend so much time in prepping for things and figuring everything out, and that's part of my job is to make sure that everybody's aware of what they need, and tend to take a lot of time to tell people that. So when you get there on the day and they don't have it after you've told them about it, you've put it on the call sheet, you've reminded them,
and they're like, wait. You guys wanted that? Oh, I thought you were kidding.
I thought you were joking. You don't need that. And then you got to wait for it. But there's always a way around it. I mean, that's the big thing. I think a lot of people get always hung up on trying to find who to blame.
They do.
So you spend maybe 10, you could spend 10 minutes like trying to chase each other around and figure out who to blame, or you can figure out a way around
it. Yeah, you can solve it and then talk about how to not make the same mistake again later. Yeah.
You know what my favorite
over beers.
My set peeve
hit
is
me with one of your pet peeves.
With first ADs. Well, fuck, there's a lot. And you know what? I can honestly say from the bottom of my heart, none of these apply to you. I can honestly say that. I really can. Because you don't know, you used to work with first ADs, but me and Clayton have both worked with a shit ton.
Right.
And like fuck 95% of them, I'm like, next, not 95, probably like 50% of them, I'm like, oh my God. Seriously, guy. But my fucking thing I hate the most is the hindsight guy, the hindsight first AD. Because, when you're on set, like you can play things, you can plan things six ways a fucking Sunday.
Sure.
But when you're there on the day, as we say, things are different and things aren't how we planned. And, we talked about it, all these elements, but now we're here and this is happening, right?
Yeah.
Then there's the first AD that goes, well, why didn't we think of this before? Or why did, that guy. I'm like, oh, man. First of all.
Fuck. First of all.
Captain fucking Hindsight. Like, yeah, we all know that person. Yeah. So when it's a first AD form, oh my God, is it painful? Oh my God. And it's like, nobody thought of this, man. That's why we're trying to deal with it now. Yeah. It's not, it wasn't because of laziness. It just,
yeah,
now this is happening, right?
Yeah, so, why don't you give me some first AD pet peeves that you can hit me with?
Here's one that I don't like, and I won't name names, but the AD that has the open walkie with the volume turned all the way down. So they talk on it, yeah, and you're trying to respond, but they can't,
but they
hear,
can't
you
hear you
because they don't want to hear you.
Yeah. No, exactly.
It's a like common that thing. I think there are a lot of guys when I was tatting that that's what they'd do. They'd just have a walkie, they'd say what they wanted and then turn it off. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Then you, there's, that's not an open line of communication.
No, that doesn't work.
No. No, exactly. Work. That's just them telling you one
Bring
thing.
Bring in those SWAT guys. Where are those SWAT guys? One's being eaten by a bear. Where are those SWAT guys? Come on, bring him in. No, no, seriously. He's seriously, he's in the jaws. He's, oh God, it's terrible. Send help.
My favorite thing too, another set peeve, another yeah, set peeve, first AD is when, because I believe me, I, my goal in life when I'm on set is to not hold up shooting. That's my fucking number one goal.
And you guys are great at that.
Yeah. Like, I'm like trying to listen as best I can. I try to, like, you know me, like I know when the actor's first team's coming in. I know when fucking this is happening. I know.
Oh, you guys are so prepared. You have all this stuff there. You're never waiting for that sort of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, exactly, oh, right? Dan. That's, thank you so much, no, Dan.
It's the truth, though.
It's 80% so, true.
But when something does happen, when something does happen.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, shit, right? And you, and or they don't even, the first he's not mad. Nobody's mad. But they're like, Jordy, can you fucking paint this fucking hanger red? Right? This pull cord red. Can you do it? I'm like, yes, I can. Can you give me 3 fucking minutes to paint this thing? Right? So you're doing it. I know that everyone's waiting. I know how much money's at stake. I know what's at stake. I'm fucking going as fast as I can. And while you're doing it, they're asking you the fucking play by play. How's it going with that? How long? Oh, and yeah. I, like on this one show, I was literally fucking spray painting something and I did one side. I'm like, and it's the fast dry paint. I'm like spray painting it. And the guy's like, how long? And I'm like, and then he asked me again. And I'm like, every time I bring up my hand to talk to you on the yeah, walkie,
I'm not painting anymore.
It's fucking costing us time, bro. And I swear to God, I'm going as fast as I can, you know?
Well, and that from the first AD side, like that is something that I have to do it sometimes too. Cause you end yeah. up having, you got a director, you got directors looking both at, standing yeah. there going, how's it going? How's it going? Where yeah. is that thing? Where is that thing? Mm-hmm. So by the time you're asking, a lot of the times it's like dumbed down to, you've been asked maybe 4 times. So you got to check in and look like you're,
yeah.
you're checking in. You know, it's coming. You trust the guys that are doing it, but you have to check in because you got people breathing into your other ear going, hey, how's that thing going? How's
absolutely. Going? Yeah. No, I know.
Most
I
of the
understand.
Time, I'll just stand there and wait. But you got at a certain point, you got to ask the question. You yeah. know it's going to. I know Jordy's yeah. on the truck. I know he's spray painting. He's, yeah. I know he's pissed at me. I'm going to ask him, how's it going?
I kind of learned that lesson on this year on Altered Carbon with Ian Samoyle. Because he, yeah. we had something. I had to wire this light into someone's wig. And right. we weren't going to do it. And then at the last minute, they're like, decided we want to do it. I'm like, oh, fuck. So I'm like, okay, I'll try and do it. And he was doing it. And I was getting really annoyed because yeah. because I'm like, this is not an easy, like, it's a lot of little wires that I got to connect and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, sure.
So I went and I was like, dude, come on. Like, you know me. I went, he's like, no, hey, bud, I get it. Just remember, I got to play the role.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, you know what?
And a lot of times,
I didn't think
what it
of
is.
That.
It's like literally
it's
putting true. On a
it's
show.
Politics.
It's politics. Yeah. yeah. It's doing, yeah.
You know, you guys are doing the job, but you got to.
Yeah, and I was like, you know what? Yeah, totally.
Around
yeah.
looking at
I didn't think of it that way.
It. And same with, and that's for third ADs, I always feel bad for them because same thing is when you ask for cast.
Yeah.
And they go, standing by. And I've, from being a third AD, you'd knock on the door and then you just stand there. You yeah. let them know you're standing. And then all you're getting in your ear is the first AD or whoever saying, where are they? What's happening? How are they doing? You have no control over when that door is going to open. You're just there watching.
Yeah. See, and that's the tough thing about film too, is you, when you, there's like the higher people are up or like the higher up people, they don't want to actually get mad at each other a lot of times. You know what I mean?
Right.
So they'll get mad at somebody, like an actor will get mad at a third AD. I know you don't do this, but an actor will get mad at a third AD and a first AD will get mad at a third AD, right? When really the actor and the first AD should be fucking getting mad at each other. You know what I mean? But they never will. You know what I mean? When yeah. they see each other, they're like, oh, hey, oh yeah, my God. Yeah, yeah. No, I, yeah, I just had a little tummy trouble this morning.
Yeah, I just having a nap. Yeah, exactly. I was really sleepy today.
Fuck.
Yeah.
So fucking
classic.
Oh, no,
totally understand, but, you know, camera's ready.
Yeah. Okay,
been for
okay.
Half an hour.
My last fucking set piece for City thing. Yeah. Okay. Just quickly.
Yeah, and then we invite Dan here and just like yeah. Be like, here's what we hate about first dates.
Yeah, Dan, no, Dan, let's do set peeves. Dan, let's do set peeves. I want to hear what you think. Actually, this is what I hate about first ADs, yes. Dan. Let me tell you.
Give it to me.
No, when I bring in the, like, because, and again, this is just a personal thing, but I try my hardest to go under the radar, not really be noticed. So I make sure that when there's a blocking coming up or when the fucking, you know, the actor, like, I know, and usually I'll make a connection with the first AD. Like, I'll do it for like the first 5 days. I'll always, you know, have the shit ready to go. Fucking, here's the prop for the blocking, and I'll have it right there. Then usually after like a day and a half, the first AD will go, okay, this guy knows what he's doing. I don't have to ask him every time. List off the props that are needed for the scene, right?
Sure.
And so most ADs, I'm like, they know that I know. I know that they know. It's a little common fucking thing.
Yeah.
Great. And we move on and they don't ask me anymore and they just assume that I'm doing it, right?
Yeah.
But some first ADs keep doing it. Every blocking, every time they call in first AD, first team.
Asking if you got the props.
And they list them out. And I'm like, it's been 6 months now. I've never not had the thing here.
Yeah.
And yet you're still fucking naming like,
I'm here with my blue bin.
Exactly. You're still listing it. And it kills me inside.
Yeah, I can feel it.
Oh, dude.
Well, you're a prepared guy, so
I try to be. Because that's how we were trained in film. Like, when I first got in, it was like, you never fucking hold up the camera ever. And if you do, you failed.
Yeah.
Big time, right? Yeah. That's the way we were. And it was like all about respect. Like, you have to deal with the actors. You know, you have to be respectful around the camera. You have to be respectful to the cameraman. You have to be respectful to the first AD. You can't just tell anybody anything. You know, it was very different when I first got into film. Very different.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
times have changed.
I used to play a game where I would try to not get called on the walkie.
Yes.
And just always be there, right? I'm like, if they call my name for anything, I lose the game.
Yeah.
Totally. And it's such a good feeling.
A game of one.
It's like it wraps and you wrap and you're like, oh, just my own respect for myself.
I love it. Go home.
Yes. Like, yeah, I was there at every moment.
It's a good game. It's good practice.
I stopped playing it.
Yeah.
I'll be a crafty. Call me when you need me.
Do you have any more?
Set
peeves.
Set peeves.
Yeah. I think on the last show I saw you, just because I know you. Yes. I know you quite well. I mean, we've known each other for a long time, but fucking the last show you were doing, because Dan's very good at having safety meetings and telling everybody the information about the day. Like, you'll say, okay, guys, so today we're shooting this, and then the car is going to come around that corner, and then the stunt guys will be here, and they're going to jump out of the way, and then the car will continue down there. You're very good at conveying that information at the beginning of the day. Nice. But what I felt like somebody gave you some wrong information, and then you said it, and then it was wrong, and then somebody corrected you, and I could tell.
During the safety meeting?
Yeah, it was the individual that gave me the wrong information, then corrected me.
And Dan was like, yeah, okay, well.
Yeah, it was about taking left turns on our process trailer.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Like, we're only, you know what, this is the route, we're only taking left turns. It's gonna, so I'm like, we're only taking left, actually, there'll be a right turn. Exactly. Okay. Good talk. This is great. Pet peeves is process trailers too. I hate those things.
Yeah.
Can we just put up let's do some
poor man's process.
Well, they've got such good backings now, you can do all the rear projection.
Oh yeah.
Or just
with sky panels that do the lighting effect and stuff.
You now you can put up screens and then they shoot plates and then you just play back the plates on the screens. The car
sits
on the thing. It looks amazing. But you spend hours just rigging these cars, raising them up, putting an actor in, raising them, lowering them down, heading out. It's a whole operation.
Those are our favorite days.
Yeah.
Because we don't have to do much.
Like, hey, buds, here's your bottle of water and your sunglasses.
Dude, the last three or four nights of Coffee and Cream, I was just like fucking living up, man, hanging out.
Yeah.
Just fucking set the stuff. And
stunts. Well, that was that pod car, which was pretty cool.
But. Yeah. That was a cool car.
We, oh, there is was that like where guy, you have the driver can be in like the back?
He or, was on top.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Cool.
They had like a rig.
Yeah, a little go-kart on top of the car.
Yeah.
That's so sat on top of the car. That's so cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
So you mount the camera like on the hood or something?
You do all your same hood mounts, but the car drives practically, but there's a stunt guy driving on the roof so that
so cool.
The cast can little react kid, and act inside.
Little kid was pretending like he was driving.
Right, so the steering wheel inside is not connected to anything.
Yeah, all the pedals are disengaged, and then the guy upstairs.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. I've never done that.
It was from Montreal, that rig, wasn't it?
Yeah, they built in Montreal.
Yeah, it's a cool rig. But it makes you think, though, hating on... Because I know that fucking doing process trailers and pod cars and stuff, it's not easy work to do, right?
Well, pod car, it's just, it gives you more flexibility. Process trailer, you can't turn... Like, you have to go around the block to get it back to one. It's a pod car, you can just back it up like a normal car and put it back to
yeah ones, that's true. But just like driving stuff in general isn't the easiest filmmaking, you know what I mean?
So no, it takes a lot of work.
And then you think about all the buddy movies that we were talking about. Like Thelma and Louise,
so much process driving.
Fucking Fast and Furious. Imagine
second unit drive-bys.
Yeah, dude, painful
those
stuff
days. Do a whole episode on drive-bys.
Dude, we say that every episode. We're like, we could do a whole episode or not. Yeah. Fucking seriously. Okay, well, we're at an hour and 20.
Whoa. You're going to need to cut 20 minutes out of this.
Nah. We're going to let this one fly, bro. People will love this. Yeah. People will listen. People, like, that's what people have been telling us. They want us to go more like an hour and a half.
Yep.
That's the feedback we've been getting.
Well, you got to give the people what they want.
You really do. You really do.
Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
I think we should just make the last 20 minutes of every episode like apple brown Betty recipes or something.
Dude, I when you said that, I kind of really had a hankering for an apple brown Betty.
We had cake earlier.
Yeah, we had cake today because it was Clayton's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
When was that? August 2 weeks 14th. Ago?
Yeah.
And I totally missed it.
So I bought my slice of cake. A slice of cake.
It was a good slice, though. It was a nice slice.
Dan, thanks so much.
Yeah, Dan.
For being on the show.
Fucking great.
And
great
for being you.
Well, thank you guys buds. For having me.
I love working with you.
Props guys, I know.
Everybody loves working with Dan Miller.
Yeah. Oh,
thanks, boy.
You're in high demand.
Yeah, buddy. Always will be. High demand in our hearts. Right?
That's where I want to be. That's where I want to be, live right in those hearts.
Okay. Well, thanks to all our fans.
Yep. Thanks for everyone listening. Thanks to Dan for the music, Amanda for the artwork. If you want to write us an email, thepropscast@gmail.com. And we have received a couple of emails we'll talk about
next week. Yeah, we'll get to them.
And you can follow us on Instagram @thepropscast.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, Dan.
You want to say goodbye with us?
Yeah, we go. Bye.
Bye.